Greetings and blessings upon you, dear listener. I am the Reverend Messenger of the Scions of Christ. In order to begin understanding my message to you, we first have to understand what it is to be human. Each individual person has their own perception of life and the events that occur within it. Each individual has their own emotions, their own thoughts, and their own beliefs. It is from these things that we phrase the things that we say. If we think back to Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, remember that this is a man who was in the presence of Jesus in real life. He didn't read from a book. He didn't hear a story. He lived it. He lived with Jesus. He saw Jesus perform miracles. He heard Jesus teach directly to him. Yet he still betrayed Jesus in order to gain some standing for himself, though it backfired on him. The Bible, the Word of God, as they say, has been rewritten many, many times, probably more times than we can count. As it stands right now, there are dozens of versions of the Bible. How could there be versions of truth? How could it be that any more than one copy of the Bible exists if it is the truth? This just goes to show you, my friends, man wants to play a role in everything. Every time one of those Bible scholars rewrites the Bible, they're doing so from their own perception. To give you a further example of how the Bible has been corrupted over time, I want you to try something. Tell one of your friends a story about an event that happened in your life. Give explicit detail, and then ask that friend to tell one of their friends the story. And ask those people to continue to share that story. And after a time, have them tell you the story. You will find that it changes over time, because based upon each individual's perception of life and their understanding of it, they're going to add little details. Perhaps they will leave out little details that they don't feel are important. This is the same thing that has happened to the Bible. It is just a shadow of what it once was. The actual teachings of Jesus, many have been lost. Although, thank God, I am here now to set the record straight and tell you in plain English the message that Jesus was originally chosen to give to us. Another thing you must understand, humans love to organize, codify, label, and define in order to understand. To give you an example of this, we have vehicles, motorized compartments that carry us where we want to go. But we don't just have vehicles, we have cars, we have SUVs, we have trucks, we have ATVs, RVs. We love to identify things. It helps us to understand them better. So therefore, throughout the years, we have used words like God, He, Him, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, all of these different labels we have applied to our religion, to the things that we need to try to understand better. People have a very hard time understanding the concept of an intelligent energy. So therefore, through their understanding and their perception of life, they call it a he or a him. Some call it a she or a her. This is how we label things, to identify them, so that it's easier for us to understand. Going back to our vehicle example, is it not easier for me to say, come ride in my car, as opposed to come ride in my transport that has an engine, it's got tires, and it will take us where we need to go? Isn't it much easier for me to say, hop in my car and we'll go? It identifies what we're doing and what we're doing it in. It identifies what that thing will do to us. In a simple word, car. Car means a vehicle, something with a motor, seats in it, wheels. So remember, when we talk about God, when we say things like God, he, him, what we're really talking about is energy. That creative life force that is intelligent and seeks to grow and thrive and create. It is easier to just say God. Prayer is another thing we must understand. It is a scientific fact that everything in this world, from us humans to a rock to even a car, is made up of energy. It just all depends on how things are arranged, is how that energy is presented to us. Everything is energy. So when we pray, we are not addressing a being, a person, or a thing. We are addressing energy. We are speaking energy into existence. It is not a petition to a person. There is nobody that grants us the things we ask for. What grants us the things we ask for is the creative energy that we create through our words. When you begin reading the Bible, you read in Genesis, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Which means what? Words, energy. That is God. So in order to understand the message of the science of Christ, of me, the Reverend Messenger, you have to understand what words mean and how they are used to identify things. You have to understand how people love to codify and label for ease of understanding. You understand these points, and you will come far.